Proclamation number 6227, dated the April 3rd, 1955. The Ready Med at the End. Inhabitants of the New Earth. When, due to my will and my might, the destruction of this earth will take place, i.e., when everything living on this earth will be destroyed, it will become evident who is truly redeemed, for only they will survive the end and be able to enter my paradise on the new earth. For in order to survive this final work of destruction, it is necessary to have utmost faith in me and Jesus Christ, as well as utmost devotion to me. Thus it requires a complete separation from my adversary. It necessitates the state of freedom which was purchased for humanity by Jesus with his death on the cross. Only a being redeemed by his blood can inhabit the new earth, where Satan has no more power. Where I myself can dwell amongst my own, because their original state has been re-established. Admittedly, salvation through Jesus Christ can be experienced by people called away by me from this earth prior to the final end. They, too, will be blissfully happy inhabitants in my kingdom, where no evil power can harm or oppress them anymore, precisely because they are ready made from it. Yet the people who shall inhabit the new earth will arrive in the same bliss, in complete freedom, full of light and strength, but nevertheless in earthly spheres, because they shall become the root of the new human race, because they shall help the following generation towards complete redemption, which is to live on earth until everything is completely spiritualized. Being redeemed themselves, the first human beings on the new earth are able to exert an extraordinary beneficial effect on their descendants, as well as on the spiritual substances surrounding them and which are still constrained in the creations of the new earth. Thus this spiritual substance will be able to cover its process of development faster. For the time when my adversary is still bound in chains is to be used well, while he has no access to the people on earth, since the strength and light of the ready med is so strong that it prevents his every approach to people. In the same way as his working and raging was clearly noticeable in the last days before the end, in the same way as he used his every influence to draw people into the abyss, so will the influence of the divine predominate on earth now. Everything will strive towards ascent and achieve it extremely easily, because no adverse power can prevent it. The redeemed human beings will bring forth new people who are full of love. Thus the divine principle is dominant in them, enabling them to mature fully within a very short time in order to enter my kingdom of light after their earthly life comes to an end. Amen.